Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. So what happened 76 years ago? 76 years ago was Kristallnacht. This was a particular leader, one man who had a vision to be able to take over. He wanted to take over the world. He figured he could organize the whole world and take it over. He was controlled by Lucifer, but that's what he thought in his own mind. His name was Hitler. Mm-hmm. And there was the Night of Long Knives, where he changed his political opposition by killing over 100 political oppositions in one night. Long knife meaning he went and killed them all in one night and took over. And the people cheered. They thought, great, we're going to finally get some things worked out here. They thought their representatives were actually their problem. Then the next thing you know, there was Kristallnacht. And Kristallnacht was in 1938, November 9th and 10th, where they began to go through and destroy Jewish stores. Take a look at this.
It was 75 years ago that Germany's Nazi Party stepped up its campaign of persecution against Jews over 2 days of terror known as Kristallnacht, or the Night of Broken Glass. Commemorations are being held globally to mark the coordinated attacks in Germany and Austria by the Nazis' paramilitary wing and non-Jews. Synagogues were torched, businesses looted, and over 30,000 Jews were arrested for deportation to concentration camps. The persecution of Jews started in Germany in 1933, but Kristallnacht is seen as the event which intensified the violence which eventually led to the Holocaust. Survivors remember the time when the Nazis rose to power in the 1930s. One survivor, 89-year-old Shlomo Walkowicz, a Polish-born Jew, fled Germany occupation and went to live in the town of Zolochiv in current western Ukraine. In 1941, Zolochiv's Jewish population were taken to a local fortress and forced to remove rotting bodies of hundreds of victims from a mass grave. Walkowicz endured 4 years of torture and persecution, including being shot when Nazis opened fire. He says he had no time to be scared. The thought of what could happen next preoccupied him. After the war, it took time for him to realize what happened here and there. 90-year-old composer Ursula Mamlock lost almost everything except for her grand piano, which she was able to take into exile in Ecuador. She says people were too scared to go into the streets after the synagogues were set on fire. A chemist shop in her street owned by Jews was destroyed as men stood in file preparing to be taken to concentration camps.
History repeats itself when we don't pay attention. Insanity right now is coming out of Israel's leadership and saying, pay attention. This is what happened to us in the past. That's why they say we will not be silent anymore. We will not be silent anymore. And that's why we are standing up for God and country in that order and Israel. We're saying we will not be like past generations. We're going to stand up and say, God, no matter what, we're going to stand up for Israel. That's what we're telling you right now. Understand, most folks are not going to even pay attention to what's going on. And that's what happened during this time that was going on. As a matter of fact, I want you to take a look at this when you're going to see what took place. Look at this pictorial. I want you to get it because this is the anniversary of that 76 years. And we're going to show you what we're going to do thanks to our partners and sponsors. And what we're going to do is VFN TV is we're going to stand publicly with the first congregation in the entire state of Florida. We'll tell you more when we get back. Watch this. Take a look at this now. We at VFN TV, remember, we will not be silent. We will not forget. And to be able to take a public stand, not only with all of our broadcasts and our radio and television and social media and all of that, but we have had engraved on crystals, you can see right here, I think we have it right here, you can see it, that it says on this crystal right here, it says, VFN TV stands with Israel and our Jewish brothers. We remember and we shall not be silent. Isaiah 62, 1. That's Kristallnacht, November the 9th through the 10th. We remember. We remember and we think about Yohanna. Yohanna, who was one of the ones who called in the original days of the launch of VFN TV. And she says, you are a prophetic trumpet. You know what? She was a child during Kristallnacht. And the mayor of that city determined that her parents and her were going to go to a concentration camp. And immediately Immediately, he was struck with cancer in his throat, and he died. And he died. And they were able to escape. And now she is in America today. This we cannot repeat this. Like I said, you know, we are going to go to Temple Beth El that was established in 1876, the first Jewish congregation in Florida, and say, you know what? We stand with you. The Jews, we stand with Israel. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.